advise you to get off the streets as quickly as possible. It'll soon be a war up there.
And we are, as a people, opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths.
I know for a fact.
And to secret proceedings.
Weapons of mass destruction.
I have a dream.
I take the threat very seriously.
A new world order.
Your government thanks you for your participation.
You are now listening to the world-famous Sofa King Podcast.
Please, read from sheets. I am Sofa King.
Sofa King.
Now repeat all very fast, please.
I am Sofa King.
Faster.
I am Sofa King.
No, not so fast. Loses meaning.
I am Sofa King with Todd.
You say funny things.
Oh my God, Dave, you know whose dick I want to suck so bad right now?
Justin Bieber?
Eminem's. I want to suck his dick so bad.
He's just shy.
And the government is paying us do this show.
Yeah.
So, no thank you. The government's paying us to do this show now, so we're going to
talk
about...
You make me uncomfortable.
We're going to talk about skinwalkers.
When you say you don't want to drink with me.
Hmm?
You make me uncomfortable.
Yeah. Why, because I tainted the bottle?
Yeah.
Ooh, maybe.
I didn't even want it to pop.
Yeah.
This will make you further into ketosis.
I don't think so.
I'm pretty sure I read that somewhere.
What is that? Is that from Joe Falcon?
It is. How do you say that?
Blow it's Falcon.
Joe Falcon. That's how you say it.
Ho foul bag.
I keep pouring more in there and it's just I can't quite smell it.
Oh, is that why?
Yeah. All right. Why are you really not? Okay. There you go. The bottle's
Ben,
pretty. It's got a
Ben
cork.
Rieck from the heart of Speyside, which I'm guessing means it's going to be smoky. Speyside. Single malt, 10-year.
This is 1898 is when this was made.
Dave's wasting no time. He's fucking getting to the whiskey. He's got a checklist.
Well, that's fucking delicious.
Damn.
That girl's
probably one of the best 10-years I've ever had.
Damn.
She's going home with me, though, boys.
Ooh. That is nice.
Ooh, what is this?
That is good. That's really
good. I've
never
even seen that before.
I like my scotch. I like my scotch, though. Oh, man.
It's not smoky like I thought it was going to be. It's almost...
It's got a little bit.
It's like oaky and a little caramely.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit of heat.
Mm-hmm. But doesn't burn?
No, it is smoky, but it's not like... I was waiting for one of those... I guess I was thinking of Islay scotch or whatever is the super smoky stuff. That's really good scotch.
I'm just sad because I see it and I'm like, a bottle of whiskey goes pretty quick. Really, at my house. Not really. No.
You can get that, though.
But yeah, I wonder how much it is. Did your ear just go weird?
Mine did.
It's a 10-year, so... Yeah.
Rich for my bullet, I bet. But thank you, Joe Falcon, because now I have
some. Nice.
Yeah.
It's really good.
I wonder if the cable got messed with. Oh, yeah, it's this thing again.
There we go.
Hold on a second.
There we go. Technical difficulties. There we go.
There,
we go. Right. There you go.
Got it?
There you go.
Right.
There we go. I'm really sad to have learned about Burt Reynolds.
Yeah. Fuck Burt Reynolds.
No, Burt Reynolds was the shit.
No, nobody even cared. You know who is the shit? Mac Miller.
Yeah.
I don't know much about Mac Miller.
No,
I recognize him.
I wasn't really into his music a long time ago when he first came out. And then recently he started putting out some stuff that I was getting into, and then he died.
My wife pulled it up to see who he was, and the first thing she pulled up was him being buried alive in a coffin. Like, that was the music video that came up. I was weird.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's a popular one or not. That was a weird coincidence.
That always happens with artists that talk about their own death.
That's right. Well, that always happens to artists, even if they don't.
True.
Yeah, he was 26.
26.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's almost the famous 27.
Yeah. Burt Reynolds was 26.
Yeah.
He looked 60 years ago.
He lived a hard life.
He did live a fucking hard life.
That mustache took it out of him.
All the stunt driving in Hooper got to him. You do the cannonball run twice and win it and see how much that takes off your life.
Yeah.
I wasn't big on Burt Reynolds.
I was.
I like Bandit, you know, like,
fuck,
I don't know.
Yeah,
I just
Smoking the Bandit was dope.
I don't know.
They were all dope.
Deuce Bigelow, Mel Gigolo.
Yeah, nah. Didn't really care.
He was cool.
And if nothing else,
you I have nothing to, against him, but
if nothing else, you have to at least appreciate Jeopardy. Norm MacDonald's impression of him.
Well, that's I was going to say that is the living memory of Burt Reynolds that I have.
That's what's funny is I'm trying
funny
to
hat.
Like, deduce.
It's a funny hat.
Yeah, it's a big hat. It's funny.
Big hat.
Chewing
funny.
The gum with the mustache, like the whole thing. And Norm MacDonald actually just got a Netflix show.
Oh, really?
Oh, that's great.
It's like a talk show.
I like Norm MacDonald.
Thing is, though, his stand-up to me Like, I would probably say, to me, he's probably my favorite stand-up comedian. Like, he fucking slays me.
I don't know that I've seen much of his stand-up.
Holy fucking shit.
Just his skits and stuff that he does in his movies. I like Norm MacDonald.
So I'll see how the... I mean, I'm assuming it's the show's not going to suck.
Yeah.
But stand-up, he's to me, he's just the best in the business, but I'm curious to see his show. So we'll see.
Somebody's going to hate you for that comment.
Oh, I'm sure that I'll... I stand by it. He's a funny motherfucker.
Would you suck his dick, though?
Well, yeah.
I might rub up on it. Huh.
Just hold it on your cheek and post one picture. Yeah.
No, I'm thinking more like a slow dance grind.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. Man, that's even better.
Yeah. I had a second chance at the Impossible Burger last night. I went to the Goonies thing.
How was it?
It was great. Lots of people turned out. Nice. The projector worked. Shit, the audio worked. It all worked. That's always the scary thing. Invite a bunch of people to watch a movie outside and like, are all the cables going to work? But it all fucking worked. And then the food was great. There was some pizza place there that did like brick oven pizza in the parking lot. Mm-hmm. And then the full kitchen was open. I got to try the Thai fries. And I was telling Brad before you got here. Good. Have you had them?
Yeah.
Fuck. That is like one of my new favorite things.
They are so good.
They're fries. Which just sucks, the regular
sucks if you're on
fries.
Keto.
Their fries are so good.
Their fries are crazy good. They said they make 600 pounds of fries a week. They cut those fucking potatoes like In-N-Out status and make them right there.
Oh, they're good.
Yeah.
They're
good. It's funny. We took the kids. I didn't tell the kids, hey, this is all vegan or anything. We just like ordered food. Like, oh, you want corn dogs and fries? And so CJ Laser's son was there too. And so I got my son like two corn dogs and fries was the deal, but he's not going to eat all that. So I was like, oh, hey, you want a corn dog, Corbin? And so I gave him the corn dog and he was sharing fries with everyone. And it was funny. My son put mustard on it, ate it, eating fries. These fries are good, running through it. My daughter knows it's vegan. She's smart. And I was wondering, like, is he going to know about the corn dog? Because like Morningstar like Farms corn dog, you don't know. You can't fucking tell.
Right.
So I don't know what they use. And this is not like an insult to them in any way. It was really an observation to see if like a young kid, he's like, I think he's 10 or 11.
Yeah.
So if they would know, like just not being told. And he's eating it. And he looks at me. He's like, Uncle Brent. He's like, it's just, I'm moving my hand by my face, like this like wafting motion. He's like, it's like kind of new, like new car. Like there's... So this corn dog tastes like a new car. Like I was like, oh man, it's not good. I was like, he's like new leather, like maybe like new leather. Why does this taste like new leather? I was like, I don't know what you're talking about, buddy. I smell it, and I was like, oh, it's like, it's a very distinct like liquid smoky kind of like they've enhanced this in some way.
Right.
Whoever manufactured it, because they dip the dog and do all that stuff there.
Right.
But the Impossible Burger was a 1,000 fucking times better than House of Blues.
Oh, probably, yeah.
No, like, I mean, I don't know if that's like some weird conflict for El Yucateco because we do that there, but their burger was shit. It just really was. And the one there
like,
was great.
From your story, it sounds like you just had a shit chef on duty.
I guess, dude. Because
the one,
so
the one yeah, I don't know, the one, yeah, it, yeah, the burger wasn't bad. Like,
they asked
I didn't
how we
eat,
wanted it cooked at Hendry's, and it came out great.
I didn't eat the whole burger. I just had like maybe like an eighth of Dave's. Like he just cut me off like a side.
Yeah.
Yeah. This shit tastes like a burger.
Yeah.
Like if you hadn't told me, I would have thought maybe like, oh, it's seasoned strange. I've never quite had a burger like this. There's a little something there that would have keyed me off if I hadn't known.
Yeah.
But otherwise, like my wife said, it was one of the best burgers she ever had. Like she was all about it. And then those fucking Thai fries though, that is like, if you're in Bakersfield, you have to go fucking try that shit.
And I have to admit, like I love Hendry's stuff, but I had their corn dog once and I wasn't a fan.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, like, I don't know, you're a vegan though, so that probably kills my argument. But for a lot of people that haven't had a corn dog in a long time, it's probably fucking fine.
I guess the other thing that's weird, because
they're not tricking little kids that live on chicken nuggets and shit, though.
No. The hot dog to corn dog was like the first secret cracked in vegan land.
Right.
Like, that was the first thing that they, like 10 years ago, they made them.
Right.
Where you'd be like, fuck, I would never know the difference on this. So it's kind of weird that there's.
I think my general experience with like vegan foods thus far would be that. And the same thing with like keto stuff is that if you try to just don't try to do anything else.
Don't try to imitate it.
Right. Don't try to imitate something else. So no, Thai fries
just
aren't
make
claiming
something
to
that
be
tastes
anything.
Good.
Just eat this recipe that is made as keto or as vegan. Yeah. And everything I've had like that has been great.
Stop making keto brownies. Like they don't fucking work.
Yeah.
Like they're garbage.
We had like our super mini meetup a long time ago in Portland. And we went to a place called Sizzle Pie that's supposed to have like the best vegan pizza, and they don't. They don't they bullshit. Don't. Like, they, no, they do. Oh. It's some of the best. It's some of the best.
They don't. Right, and they don't.
They don't use fake cheese. They don't right. use, like, they just make weird ass pizzas that are fucking delicious. Right. And it's like, this stuff together is delicious. And like, everyone that had it was just like, holy shit. Like, we bought a bunch to go back to my family, and they were just raving about how good it was.
Well, that's like,
because it wasn't just, it wasn't trying to be anything. It was just weird ass pizzas right. with weird combinations.
What place did we go to in Kansas City? That farmhouse or fucking something house? Farm something.
I can't remember the name of the brewery.
Yeah, but it was like they had like a lot of weird food on there, and I was sketched out on the menu, and I was like, they got the fucking like Brussels sprout vegan fucking fake cheese, some bullshit. Yeah, you went there.
The Yolk? No, not that. Nah, that's Chicago.
Farm Yolk. It was like farmhouse. I think it was farmhouse.
The only place we went in KC was just that one place we all went, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's where I got the ribs.
It was next to the place.
No.
It was attached to the brewery.
No. Hmm. It was the place. It was the farmhouse or whatever that place was called.
I don't know.
But, and they had the bar in the middle.
Damn you, Maxis.
But I was sketching. And I had talked about it when we got back that those ribs, I mean, we were in Kansas City.
Right.
But the ribs were fucking delicious. Fuck.
That whole day just came back into my head.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought that the actual meat, it was when we had lunch prior to that.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it's the Yard House.
Yard House. Yeah. Yeah, that's what it was. But they had a bunch of vegan stuff on there too. And I was like, oh no, like, oh, they're not going to have good ribs here. Like, these are going to be Democrat ribs. Right.
Like, fucking just, what does that mean?
It's not good. Trying to save the cow ribs, save the fucking pork rib.
Although you got to admit, a lot of black people are Democrats and they have damn good ribs.
They do, though. You know, okay. So they were Democrat ribs. They were Democrat ribs. They were good. So, yeah. No, they were delicious, though, and I was sketched out on the menu, so, you know, like...
There were no chicken chop Brad's fried chicken ribs.
Fuck no.
I'm telling you, you could blindfold people and give them Brad's ribs. Like, are you eating ham? Are you eating chicken?
Those are my keto ribs, see? That's keto ribs.
If you fucking ate that, you would just be like, oh, this is fried chicken.
Right.
Like, you would say it's fried chicken. You would not think that was a rib.
I'm going to Gordon Ramsay somebody.
You could trick Gordon Ramsay, I think.
Apparently, people are coming over to my house, and I don't know why.
There's a party.
Yeah, it's like, what time do you want us over? I'm like, not. Like, what are you doing?
I'm
like,
not there.
Why there's people coming over?
So you got a Tekka winner?
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I'm fucking this guy.
They're just swimming and shit. It'll be fine. They'll get all itchy.
Well, what time do you want to come over and play EDH? I'm like, I got to edit a show fucking earlier today, guys. If you woke up at a fucking normal time, fucking things could have happened.
Well, Terry McGee. Tekka winner.
Dante Bridges.
That's
hot wings. Got hot wings. Hot wings with Tekko. Hot wings. Hot wings. Hot wings winner.
What kind did he use?
I don't know. I didn't pay attention.
Jesus Christ.
We have a question from Anthony Dunn, though.
Okay.
He prints porn onto old recycled newspaper because he can't get off without thinking about his grandmother reading the newspaper.
Mm, that's common.
So it's like, I don't know, it's how he tries to get around it.
Right.
Baby steps, you know, to try and work that out. But so he has a question. It says the cowboy rode into town on Friday, stayed 3 days, left town on Wednesday. How is this possible?
You just changed the question from last week.
That's a different question.
He got on a different horse. Oh, he actually left on Wednesday. I see what's happening here.
No.
Say that again. Jesus Christ. I was too like confused by thinking you're doing the same question as last week. I was like,
yeah, that's, you gotta listen to the question.
Oh, I'm sorry. I wasn't
different
listening.
Question.
I was thinking about jerking off a shampoo in my ass because I was used to jerking off the scrambled porn.
Okay.
But that's just
your
me.
Grandma.
Yeah, keep going.
I'll answer for Brent.
All right.
But go ahead and re-ask it.
All right. Okay. The cowboy rode into town on Friday.
Drool and breathe into the microphone.
Stayed 3 days and left on Wednesday. How is this possible?
Well, I guess if I had to, it would be George Clooney's dick.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's Brent's answer.
Yeah. That sounds good. Right. So you'd suck.
Yes.
Young George Clooney. Yeah.
Young, not old George Clooney.
I thought you were going to go
it's like, so
I'll,
you'd
I'll
suck.
Answer for Brent and you're going to be like,
So you'd suck.
That's young Brent.
Yeah. So you'd suck off young Burt Reynolds.
Right.
But not casket Burt Reynolds.
Mm. No. I mean,
the rigor mortis.
The rigor mortis set in. Yeah. You can't finish that job.
That's true.
Yeah. It just never ends. It's just when you get tired of it.
Yeah.
It's like bottomless stomach. If you had to eat pizza, your jaw would get tired. Burt Reynolds' rigor mortis dick is pretty much the same scenario as bottomless stomach pizza.
So for the record, it's not too soon. and it's not too low caliber a joke.
No. Bert would have laughed.
Yeah, yeah,
right. Yeah.
He would have.
In his younger days.
His mustache.
Young Bert Reynolds would have laughed.
Yeah, young Bert Reynolds would have laughed.
Yeah.
And smacked his gum.
To make a joke.
Yeah. Old Bert, no, he can't laugh. He's dead.
So does Dante Bridges win an El Yucateco hot sack?
Yeah. Okay. But nobody answered the question.
I answered for Brent.
Oh. Yeah, I agree. I concur. For me. I concur.
I don't know the answer.
No.
All right. Anyway, if you know the answer, you can comment on the post.
If you know the answer, you can call in. The lines are open.
Lines are open. They're all
suck
open.
Suck a dick.
Wow. Sculpt Member of the Month for September is Gesa Lykos, our German friend.
Yes.
She has a shrine devoted to Dave's crotch on her north wall. She loves the color orange and loves it in and around her mouth even more. So... Mm-hmm.
Her north wall's her chest. That's when she, goes, yeah. That's when she goes bare chested. She called it the north wall. Yeah.
She said on Facebook, just for the public record, she said on Facebook yesterday that if she ever has a baby, I can name it.
You can.
You get to name it.
If I pick a Star Trek name.
Oh.
Ferengi.
No.
Jarrell Jones.
No, I threw some. Although that is dope.
He does look like a Klingon.
And that is a dope name.
Ferengi.
Jarrell Jones.
Yeah. I'm just saying. I mean, I guess he finally found out about the cat. My cat is an asshole. So.
And Jarrell.
And it's gay for sure. It makes out with my other cat, Quentin, all the time. They just clean each other's mouths. Yeah. It's real weird. Man. It makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah.
What else happened? I was going to say something. I forgot. Oh, Gesa. She's fucking... Man, she's selfless. She said for her birthday, she wants everybody to give us Patreon money.
Damn. I thought
that was kind of awesome. Yeah.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
So you should do it. I mean, she said it.
She said it. I mean, I'll go, you know, I would be supporting whatever her decision was.
Yeah.
But in this case, I am supporting this decision.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to send her a present.
I mean, worst case scenario, you make the podcast better.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And Gase is happy.
Yeah.
Exactly.
We all want that.
Right. That's a win-win.
Yeah.
It's a twofer.
Yeah. It is a twofer.
Yeah. So do we have our topic for the... Have we rolled the topic wheel to figure out our topic?
It is...
I had a good idea. I don't know. I had a good idea before we get on topic and shit. I mean...
What?
I thought it might be kind of a funny thing for like... We'd be looking for more bonus content. If we did, we could talk about anything for 30 minutes and then we just reach in a box of topics that are suggested and then we just have to fucking talk about whatever the fuck we pull out of that box for 30 minutes.
That's kind of scary. Who's suggesting the topics?
The fans. It's still that type of thing, but they're mini topics or it'll be like, it's sort of like questions.
You're going to pull it out and it's going to be like number stations.
It might be.
Fuck you.
But that's the thing is we just keep it going. Right. It's like it's different than
the only problem is in order for it to really work, none of us would be able to prepare the box.
Right.
No.
Like we wouldn't be able to see the feed or like we have to have no idea.
CJ
what's
Laser
in the
could
box.
Do it though.
We could just we could have a list and it could just be numbers in the box and you pull like the list. You know the list.
Like D&D.
But you don't know which number is gonna get drawn.
Can we make characters and we have to talk like
that? So we draw 12, Brad draws 12, you open the folder, you look at 12 on the list, and that's that.
Yeah, so you roll a number to pick the character.
Right.
And then you roll a number to pick the topic. And then whatever it is, you gotta talk about it in that character's voice.
That's rough.
Or we could do that. Or we could do
10 minutes. That has to be an eternity at 10 minutes. That'd be forever.
I like it.
I like it.
So be it.
So we'll pick. Oh,
I didn't
characters.
Know you meant like a voice. Like I don't mean like. I don't even mean like a particular.
No. Person. Not like person.
I mean
just like an
like,
elf.
Anything.
Yeah, elf. Yeah,
elf.
Like
Santa Claus.
Like
you know.
Cybernetic
from their
orc
perspective.
From
yeah,
Shadowrun.
Yeah. Yeah. So whatever like, your exactly. whatever your like, interpretation is.
Drunken cowboy.
Yeah. Ooh. Bill Cosby. Something like
I used
that.
To work a night crew at PetSmart. And
yeah, you mentioned
so
that about the last 8 episodes.
That we did that. We would speak in like, it would be like Sean Connery drunk. And so we would narrate whatever the other guy was doing. Like if he come by, we'd be like, slowly he stalks the fancy feast on. Like we would do whatever as they're walking by. And we would just like narrate them doing their shit.
And that's all lost content.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You didn't record it.
No, it's not. My whole life is that way.
Yeah. So Skinwalkers.
Brent this was on the list, correct?
Skinwalkers.
Yeah, it was on the list. And we've done Skinwalker Ranch, which
yes, we have.
Is
it's
inclusive.
Not Skinwalkers, though.
No, it's all things paranormal. It's like the paranormal Area 51.
Because I looked it up while I was doing this, because I was like, because when you read all the stuff about Skinwalker Ranch, and if you don't know what we're talking about, go back and listen to the Skinwalker Ranch episode. But apparently, according to, I forget exactly who, I think the Navajo said that that piece of land was in the path of the Skinwalkers.
So they just pass through.
And that they would pass through that land. So it was an unwelcome piece of land, like you shouldn't buy it. But so it was named that because of a legacy that it was supposed to be. But it's known for UFOs and weirdness. Yeah. There's actually a documentary coming out.
There's In Search of Skinwalkers.
It talks about Hunt for Skinwalker.
Yeah. And it comes out the day this episode drops.
Really?
Yeah. Because I tried to find it, but it comes out September 11th, which is when this episode drops.
Nice.
Which is an
inside.
Better.
This episode is an inside job.
Yeah.
Definitely. Government's paying us to do this as a cover up.
Yeah.
It's a distraction, false flag event. But they're often seen as like coyotes or wolves or owls, which I thought was kind of funny. Eagles, crows. Mm-hmm. I was like, man, they're aliens.
Right.
They're just
right.
Like they're aliens pretty much, you know, but those are all things that, like Indians find sacred too.
Right.
Like I was like, ah, that's kind of weird.
And the thing is though, because everything that I read as I did the research, every single thing that talks about it says that they take the form of animals, you know, for the most part, the myth behind it is that it is shaman or witch doctors or witches or whatever term you want to use, from the Navajo people who end up going to the dark side.
Basically. Yeah. It used to be that they were like with the tribe and then each tribe had skinwalkers and they would use, I think it really started out as a tact to spy on other tribes. Right. It was like, they would dress in animal skins and sneak out in the darkness of night and try to go observe what's the other tribe going to do. Are they going hunting? Are they going to attack us? And they would try to infiltrate and get information about them. And then it slowly shifts into like, and then they sang a song and did a dance and slowly became this thing.
Right.
And then just, it gets wrapped in fucking layers of folklore and stories. It was very similar to like Mothman, Chupacabra type things, like less than Bigfoot. Like Bigfoot, at least though, it'd be like Johnny Robbins in Arkansas in 1974 at 7 p.m. went out to take out the trash and saw this fucking thing. And there's this documented story and they interview him. This I found just story after story after story, albeit horrifying.
Right.
Specifically to me because I had that scary Mexico thing happen. So fucking scary, the concept of this thing, but it's a slightly eluded where it's like, is this a really good story that someone made up and wrote and put onto the internet?
Try and scare the children. Scare the children to go to sleep.
And some of the stories are great because they're just fucking scary as fuck. Like there's.
Oh, they are. I've got a bunch of them in my notes.
So what's the movie? You said they're coming out with a movie.
Well, the movie's based on a book. I forget the
it's documentary style.
It's a documentary. Yeah, it's a documentary.
Oh, it's not a movie. Yeah. I was this should be a fucking movie.
There is a movie.
Skinwalker comes, two stars.
Fucking, no, I'm talking about a real one though. Like,
no, this is a documentary about, there was an investigation done about Skinwalker Ranch for years, from the NIDS group. I always forget what it stands for, and then a book was written based on, you know, the accounts that were gathered by this researcher group. And then this film is a documentary about what they found.
It's a Nine Inch Dick Society. It's an exclusive group.
That's exactly what it is.
They hit me up all the time. I'm like, bitch, please.
Yeah. You know, they know how to research. Yeah. Part of it is I've experienced this thing firsthand, which is like Navajo people. And I suspect a great many Native American groups. You get like when the time that I spent there for the couple of weeks that I was there, and actually one of the stories I have basically took place like exactly where I was staying, which was kind of freaky.
Okay.
But where I was on the Navajo reservation. It was near Red Mesa, Arizona. It really isn't a town. It's just a school district. I think the closest town is Shiprock, which was maybe an hour and a half away. It's like 2 hours away from Four Corners. But if you ran into a topic and we stayed with a Navajo family, like about 30 minutes off of a paved road.
I can't hear that word without thinking of Lou Diamond Phillips every fucking time. I hear Dirty Steve just like Navajo greaser, you do with your horse. That's all I fucking hear every time you say it.
It's like a trigger. Lost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like after he hears that, it's lost.
So, but you would ask him about anything like of cultural significance or of mystic origin or their background stories or whatever. And they would just act They would act as if the question was never even posed.
They're not supposed to talk about it outside of it's the right. Fight Club of.
But it's not even. I mean, it's not even like they would give. Like Fight Club. It's not even like they would say, "Oh, we don't talk about that." You would ask the question, and no, like you might like. There's no response. They don't. There's no look at you. There's. No.
I read that some of them believe so much as it's like the I don't know, like Beetlejuice or Voldemort.
Right.
Like
right.
Even uttering the word or like acknowledging the presence or speaking about it, even within the tribe, that it might shift its gaze to you right. Or some right. Fucking
exactly.
Shit.
Exactly.
You don't want that
yeah.
Shit.
Yeah. And I got to work.
Which made
with
me nervous about talking.
Once I and I didn't ask him anything about skinwalkers, but I asked him about different totems and stuff right. And they would just you'd get nothing
right.
And then every so often one of them like one or two of the questions that I asked like 3 days later someone would just start answering the question
right
and it's like what the fuck are you talking about and it would take you about 5 minutes to be like oh shit that's that question I asked this guy 3 days ago
because he finally like he's stoned now
yeah he's finally like oh I guess I'll tell him that answer but
he's still around
there's a guy named Paul Zalbrod who isn't a Navajo but he's very trusted by the Navajo he actually he wrote his once he had his PhD, he was the first person that the Navajo allowed to write down their creation myth. And they wanted him to do it because he was an academic and it was always an oral story.
Right.
Like it was never written down. And the elders of like all these groups said, no, someone needs to write this down or we're going to lose it. And they allowed this guy to be the guy who wrote it down. He lived there for years.
I think the newer generations are probably being a little more loosey.
Probably.
Loose lips, sinking ships and shit. Yeah.
But I specifically, because we brought him to BC, I met him in Arizona, but then we brought him to BC a couple of, I guess a year and a half ago, 2 years ago. And I did ask him about skinwalkers and he fucking Navajo'd me.
Oh wow.
Like he just didn't like no response, like nothing. And I was like, huh, god damn it. Like, but the way they do it, like, is it creeps you out extra because it's like you fucking know something. You fucking saw, like you can just see it on them. Like they saw something.
Or it's the best inside joke ever.
Maybe
for the entire Navajo Nation.
It might be.
We can scare all the white people at one time.
They've probably been scared shitless their whole life of this thing. Like
probably.
You don't fucking mention it.
Yeah.
I don't even really think I believe in it and I'm fucking scared to be honest.
Yeah.
Like
you've had an encounter.
I was by myself up there and the fucking mail slot on the door kept going pop and like popping shut while I was watching all these fucking like skinwalker caught on video, skinwalker hunting
there's
cam.
There's a bum out there tapping on the glass.
Like that one fucking picture there is on the internet of that antlered fucking thing that it's supposed to be a Wendigo or some other fucking thing, but it's like a emaciated fucking rib cage showing upright walking fucking wolf deer thing. And it's fucking terrifying, dude. I don't know why that shit bothers me so much. I think it's like the thought of the silent observation is more scary than the actual interaction of the fucking thing to me.
Right.
Like a lot of the stories are that it was looking through the window at you or it's fucking tapping on the glass behind your fucking head where you're driving your truck and shit. Like
when you're asleep, you don't hear it and it's just watching you.
Right.
There's a couple stories. I hope you have. I don't know what all you got, but
I've got several.
There's some
stories.
Horrifying shit that I literally gave myself the chills and I was like, this is stupid. It's the middle of the day. I'm in my fucking shop. I'm a grown ass man. There's no skinwalkers in here. I'm reading about it, but I was like on edge where I was kind of getting the chills.
Did you check behind the curtain?
I did not look behind the curtain.
No. So
I'm not scared of that curtain, but I would not want to sleep in here by myself right now.
If you accidentally lock eyes with one of them, they can take over your actions.
That's right.
And make your grandma's voice and shit. That's fucking horrifying.
Yeah, it is horrifying.
Mimicking your grandma. Yeah. It's like the Predator where it's all, want some cookies?
Yeah.
Like that shit. It's just all, hey, Brad, come back over here. Come look at this. And so, you walk over there and it's a fucking man bear.
Exactly.
Pig.
Like shaking and staring at you. Yeah.
Bleeding rib cage of the man deer.
So the Navajo healers, and I'm never going to try to pronounce
Miliwake.
What they're called.
It's Algonquin for the good land, just so you know.
But there's a term for it. The medicine men are, you know, they cure the sick and injured. They're very important even to this day, right? I mean, they perform important ceremonial tasks, et cetera. And they're considered to be like the conductors of magic for the people.
Right.
Like there's magic in the world and these people are entrusted by the community to be the ones who harness it for the sake of the community. And so
they just have cable in
ways.
Their teepee so that right. They watch the weather and then they're just like, oh shit, I better get dancing. The fucking cold front.
They're taught the ways, they're, you know, the old ways, et cetera. All, you know, chants and songs and ceremony and all this stuff, but they can, become corrupted and use it not for the community once they've learned all the ways. And this is what, according to the one theory, is where skinwalkers come from.
I watched like Native American interviews. These motherfuckers seem very like matter of a fact about shit.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. He seemed like, well, if you do the dance right or the song or whatever it was, he's like, you can become any animal. And he was like, if it's perfected. And I'm like, this motherfucker, does he believe this shit?
Right.
Like, he looks like he believes
when you
this
smoke
shit.
The drugs that turn you into
yeah.
that shit.
Yeah. Like, that's true. He might have done some peyote and he's like, I saw it. Yeah. I did. I fucking saw it. You know?
Fucking.
That's the thing about
Sitting Bull turned into a fucking eagle.
Like when you do mushrooms, you really see the fucking shit you see.
Right. You don't know. You can't decipher reality from what your brain produced.
Yeah, my friend was a hobbit.
And this is a recurring theme that comes, not your friend being a hobbit, but a recurring theme that comes up in the stories is people who aren't from the reservation who go there and all report, which I can firsthand say, that in the middle of the night on the reservation, it is supernaturally creepy.
Yeah.
Like more than any place I've been, like the fucking middle of the mountains and it's pitch black and it's creepy. It's different. Like, I don't know, like I might've just chupacabra'd myself when I was there, but it's like, even during the day, it's different. There's just a weird energy. There's like and people say that about, you know, Arizona and all like these places are mystical places.
I think I'm going to boycott Windows. I don't like Windows anymore. I want shutters from the inside or something.
But so the skinwalker, like all these people say that, you know, they feel it there and the skinwalkers are there and supposedly they have to perform a ritual. Oh, that's what I was getting at. So, I mean, to feel that all the time where you live at night, you're gonna chupacabra yourself. Like maybe there is something fucked up and you are seeing it. Dude. Maybe you're just chupacabraing yourself, or maybe you're on a hallucinogenic fucking ayahuasca trip and you're seeing weird
shit.
There
was a story,
but at the end of the day, that's to me, seeing someone with a belief in that, I believe they have more empirical evidence than someone that thinks Moses split the fucking Red Sea.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean?
Not,
at least this motherfucker
down saw
something that in his brain was a skinwalker.
In a first degree. Like, yeah. There was a direct connection.
Like right there.
No, there was like the story about these little kids that were walking and they got fucking sketched out. They were like on a trail. I might butcher
it. I got that one. Yeah.
Oh yeah. And they walk across the flat or whatever.
Uh-huh.
Oh, it's fucking, this thing's giggling at him from all the directions and fucking panting and shit.
Fucking crazy.
Right behind him in the darkness. Yeah.
And that's what, again, like I'm always more interested in stories that, at least on the surface, and I mean, it might be bullshit and they already know what they're doing, but it's like to see people who aren't even part of that culture who went to those areas and have a fucked up encounter and come back and talk about it and say this fucked up thing happens. And then it fits the body of research out there. Those are stories that I obviously pay more attention to. Cause it's like, I wonder what the fuck that was. Is that some weird psychological thing? Is there a fucking, like, why did you all perceive that? Same thing with alien abductions. It's like, I don't necessarily believe I was abducted by an alien, but something has happened to give me the trademarks of that. And it's like, in good cases of skinwalker witnesses, it's like, there's too much similarity. And it's like, what is happening that this is the perception? You know, that's the question that I always end up asking.
What would you rather do? 5 minutes in the ring with Mike Tyson, outcome unknown. I mean, you kind of know the outcome, but you can dodge and run. Or 5 minutes in the dark fucking desert with the skinwalker scenario going down with like breathing, panting, yelping, giggling, gaggling, fucking your fucking mom's voice coming out of the darkness and shit.
I'll take the 5 minutes with Mike Tyson because it's going to be like 7 seconds with Mike Tyson.
Maybe. Run. Now Mike Tyson too.
You hug him.
I'm going to outrun Mike Tyson.
Man, you can't even get close enough to hug that motherfucker. He does the uppercut like up his chest, like 6 inches from his chest.
See, you got to take Mike Tyson's back. That's the first thing.
Like I would
take his back.
Duck around you.
No, I would just, I'll take that one because it's only like 4 to 7 seconds of terror and then like Dream Street instead of the full 5 minutes of terror with a possible skinwalker scarring me for life.
What if you know you get out of it alive, but in Mike Tyson, you know you get knocked the fuck out? But the other one is just horrifying.
I'd rather do that anyway, because then I got knocked the fuck out by Mike Tyson. True. And that's pretty fucking dumb.
Or you possibly knock Mike Tyson out.
That's true.
You could touch his button. You know what
but
I mean?
But the trade is...
I could Buster Douglas him.
The trade is, though, that the skinwalker might kill you then. If you get them, you might not come out, you might die.
Yeah. I'm taking Mike Tyson in a minute.
Right. I'm going skinwalker. Yeah. I want to see if it's real.
Oof.
So to become a skinwalker, they perform a particular ritual, supposedly from what is known, which isn't, you know, canon, because the Navajo aren't going to talk about it. The people that know aren't ever going to fucking tell you. But the theory is that the ritual that must occur is they have to kill someone close to them.
Like your brother, like a relative, like
someone very dear to
them. The one Indian guy, the Native American guy I watched said, like, your grandparents. Yeah. He was like, he used that for an example, like, kill your grandma. I was like, wow.
And then sometimes you have to, depending on the ritual or the version of it, you have to kill them and eat part of their flesh.
Yeah.
Sometimes you have to kill them and make love to their body.
Oh,
I didn't see that. Yes.
So it's not even just that you kill somebody. It's not just that you kill somebody very close to you. It's you have to kill them and then defile their body.
Well, grandma couldn't harvest anymore. And you know what Ben Franklin said about downstairs? You know, all cats are gray in the dark.
That's what I said. Did I make up this ritual? What's going on here?
If you're a skinwalker worth your fucking salt, you ate them while you were having sex with them.
What if you picked the wrong family, though? Like, it's not that guy's family. You know, the skinwalker you're trying to get rid of?
No. This is how you become a skinwalker.
Yeah. Oh, you can become one.
Yeah, you can become one by killing your family.
You know the ritual, and the ritual involves you killing a close family member, and then you have to have sex with their corpse or eat part of their body.
I bet even Native Americans have that one, like, tweaker relative that they just fucking, it's the shit relative. That's the one you kill. Fuck it.
No, then I don't think it works. It has to be someone dear to you.
Oh.
Not just related by blood. It's got to be someone you have to care about them. And then
I can't kill my mom.
Right.
Yeah. I was on board with that interview I watched, and then he was like, for example, he's like, if you
you don't have to be blood, you just have to care for him.
It just says they have to be dear to you. It has to be somebody that you love and care about.
It was like Infinity War. It's me? You should care.
No spoilers.
Yeah. I won't say anymore. Oh, really?
I still haven't seen it.
What the actual fuck?
It?
I bought
Infinity
it.
Infinity War? I'm not watching it. Spoil away.
Yeah. Oh, Batman
I know they
dies.
All die.
Batman dies.
No, they all die.
Yeah, we know that.
Everybody dies. Thor dies.
Yep, they all die.
Doesn't Thor kill Thanos?
I know Thanos. Yeah. Troy grabs Thanos' hand and then drives down the Oregon Road in Astoria, and he makes him the training wheels come off the bike because it goes so fast, and then Thanos goes off into the ravine down the road. Bunch of Goonies people got that one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Because
Josh Brolin.
Okay.
Yeah. Goonies scene. Yeah.
If it's a Josh Brolin reference, we're dipping in. I'm cool with that. Josh Brolin plays Thanos, and he was also in Goonies.
Could have snapped his finger and got one of Willie's treasure. He would have just admitted it back then. Nothing. Brad the fries are really good.
Brad looks sad to know us.
Obscure Goonies references.
So the everything that you read says that they can turn into coyotes and big black dogs, and they can also turn into owls, foxes, crows, ravens, even though every single account that you read is going to be a dog.
Right.
Like everything I ever read is a canine type, you know, lycanthrope scenario.
Creepy ass coyotes are running around with glowing eyes in the middle of the fucking desert and shit. So that's the most common sighting, I'm sure.
Yeah. So the Navajo thing is, like, when you talk to them, the one thing that they will confirm is, like, they will tell you, this isn't a myth. This isn't a boogeyman story that we're using to scare our children. They are real. We don't talk about them. And they even go deeper than the typical, fuck you, white man, I'm not going to tell you something sacred to us. There's also the edge of, I'm not talking about this because it's really bad mojo. Like you said, it's the Beetlejuice factor.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not talking about it because then they know I talked about it.
Yeah.
And then they come for you.
Which, even if you don't believe that, I could say, like, as me being, like, mostly a non-believer about it and not being in a fucking reservation.
Mostly a non-believer about it.
I'm not taking out the trash tonight, I'll tell you that much. But I am hesitant.
I'm going to swing by your house tonight
camping,
before I go to bed.
I wouldn't want to talk about it. You know
no,
what I mean?
No, I wouldn't either.
These motherfuckers live it.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So absolutely they're not talking about it.
Yeah.
So according to all the facts about what they can and can't do, they can't enter a home. And according to some tales,
I feel like that started because the kids were scared as fuck, and like mom and dad, dad were just like,
it's like vampires. Can't.
Well, all the accounts, they Same can't thing. Enter the home,
but they stalk your home.
They stalk your home
back and forth, crawling.
They run
the
across the roof. They fucking try to rattle your doors.
Corpse powder down your chimney. Did you read about that shit?
Yeah.
To poison them.
They poison through their chimney. Yeah.
So once you become a skinwalker, you cannot unbecome a skinwalker. And apparently, even though you can,
what's the point of becoming a skinwalker though? You just want to,
you get more mojo, I guess.
I don't know. You turn into a, I think immortality probably,
and you change your shape and do all kinds of shit. But, like, but
the
apparently,
you want for immortality, you're not getting as a skinwalker.
It's a trade,
you
know yeah.
Unless you really,
it's a real
love,
give take.
Unless you really love scaring people,
and again,
like the 31 days of October, the scaring you, Brent. Like, that's what's happening.
365. Yeah. So, and the thing is, like the according to all accounts,
play a little game in October,
like. It's not like it's a normal looking healthy animal.
No.
They're always like misshapen and fucked up and shaky and bleeding and fuck it. Like
so they look like bums.
Yeah. They're the bums of the animal world. Yeah. But they,
I'm going to find this while we're talking. Somebody sent me a picture. It's this real. And someone sent it from like, let me find this shit. It's a guy's fucking hand, but you cannot tell this is a guy's fucking hand. It looks like a dog's paw. And it made me think about this shit specifically. You should keep talking though when I find it. Yeah.
So supposedly they can, according to some accounts, they can hypnotize their prey. And like Brad said, if they look you in the eyes, they can take control. They can either take control of you or they can now take your shape as well. But again, I'm guessing it's going to be a ghastly misshapen.
That's
version.
Not a deformed person. That's not like a misshapen anything. That is just the right angle of a hairy motherfucker's hand.
Good Jesus.
That is like holding his wife's hand. And it just looks like a fucking, I should post that.
No, it's a dog paw with a watch, dude.
That's fucking Beauty and the Beast.
That's the dude's knuckles. That's a real human hand. If you look at it, you'll realize it. You'll see it.
I can see it. It's not.
That's what I'm saying.
Does he hang out with a talking teacup?
It's Beauty and the Beast. No, look at the fingers, dude. Look, Christ. There it is. This motherfucker's got some hairy ass hands. You see it now, right? Yeah, it's creepy.
So yeah, so some of the tools that they use, since they are witches, they have, and again, I read some accounts of this, they use fragments of human bone that they launch by blowgun that they'll use to poison people.
That has some Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they'll only use it with, and according to some of the stuff, like this fucks up forensics because then they'll do a surgery and it's like, oh, it's just some weird fragment of bone in your shoulder.
It's not your bone.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then they make a bone dust, which causes paralysis and heart failure.
This one's very specific. And I wonder, like, what made them pick these parts? Like, why specifically, like, baby fingers or the back of a baby skull?
Yeah, it's
like,
the back of, it's corpse dust, which is the ground infant bones, often twin infants with bones from the fingertips in the back of the skull.
One from Mangala.
And they do something with it, and then they blow it in your face or they blow it down the chimney to make you sick. It makes your tongue swell and blacken, and you go into convulsions and die. So that's what they do.
Specifically, twin baby fingertips and the back portion of their skull.
Well, yeah, that's what happens
that's
when
the
you
best
inhale
part.
So the good,
twin baby fingertips.
The good part of that is, that's gonna not happen often.
Probably, yeah.
Those like, are rare.
That's
rare
harder.
Skinwalkers have the ability.
That's harder to find than hair of street midget. Like that's really.
So you shoot a couple of twin babies with some poisonous bone fragments, and they're dead. And then you go ahead and make enchant some baby powder.
How many people had twins back then? They're like, oh
shit,
man. I wonder. Hey, I wonder if you're like
Tall Leaf.
You're like a.
Sorry.
No, you're like. It's 1997, you know, and you're just like, you're 5 years old and your mom has baby powder on the counter. Like, what the fuck is that, mom?
Is that real baby
powder? Is that baby powder? What's going on here?
Baby powder or
baby powder?
That's
where Johnson & Johnson started.
Yeah. So
Johnson & Johnson are actually skinwalkers.
So that's
you've been tricking us to put baby powder.
So that's like the nutshell of what they are, who they are, et cetera. And apparently they're just very malevolent. And for the most part, the notion is they want to be left alone. They don't fuck with people unless the people cross a line or do something to invoke them or draw their notice.
Right.
And then they fuck with them hard. And it's often more than one of them that will fuck with you. It's like some of the encounters will be like you encounter one and then shortly thereafter you encounter multiple as if they summon the posse. So
yeah,
it's like,
some creepy,
it says you can kill them by calling them their human name.
Yeah.
So if you know, you're like, that motherfucker looks like fucking Bob.
Right. Yeah.
Or like putting bullets in white ash.
Yeah.
There's
stories
some shit
that
like,
led to that.
Yeah. It's like straight out of like, fucking like stuff. It's like vampires. Like it made me think of Lost Boys. It was like fucking hilarious.
Yeah. So I've got some specific stories that I found. I don't know if there's more overall details.
No, that's the, if you have some good stories, that's the part that, that's the thing. The bulk of what's out there is the folklore, the stories on Reddit, the stories on YouTube.
Yeah.
And I kept seeing like YouTube videos and it's like everyone using their scary voice with scary music, reading the Reddit story.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm like, that's the story from Reddit. Exactly. I saw that.
And there is, there is a, r/skinwalkers, a subreddit for skinwalkers, and there's stuff on there. And some of them are really cool and some of them are fucking horrible. I'm actually going to start with the really horrible one.
The pickup truck?
I saw.
No, pickup truck one scares me most.
That's the one I was going to start with, but I want to start with a really bad one.
Okay.
So this one was actually posted within the last week.
Just to give you a gamut of what's out there.
Yeah, it was posted by the Redditor Mama's Little Toilet Boss. And I'm not making this up. And the I'll read the whole thing because it was a short Reddit post. It says, was just going to sleep in my room and I heard something that sounded like my mom. And on my way to her room, I saw a skinwalker out my window. Thankfully, I wasn't making noise because I'm basically Tom fucking Clancy when it comes to stealth. So I went back and got my gun and fucking domed that thing with the 308 round to the head. By the time I got it, though, it turned back into my dog. It must have eaten my dog in order to assume its shape. R.I.P. to my fucking mutt.
But the dog was there, though.
No. No, the dog, the skinwalker must have completely eaten the guy's dog. And then he shot the skinwalker and it died in his dog form.
So that's the thing I wonder. Like, there's a lot of shit out there. Yeah. There's good storytellers and there's bad storytellers.
So in other words,
he just shot
this dumb motherfucker shot his dog.
Or he's just telling a story.
Right, or he's just being an asshole.
That's the story he told the cops.
But yeah, so the other Redditor... that goes by Navajo Joe. He talks about, so Joe was a child at the time and he and his uncle, drove out to collect firewood.
This is the one that horrifies
me. They put firewood in the back of the truck and they start driving back and it gets dark out as they're driving home. And Joe, who was a child at the time, said that he felt something staring at him from outside his passenger window. And he turns around to look in the bed of the truck behind him. And his uncle screams, don't.
Like, don't fucking look behind you.
Puts his hand on him to keep him from turning around. Obviously panicked and looking in the rearview window, like not letting the kid turn around.
Yeah.
And so they keep driving home and the pickup truck starts to.
And the uncle's like chanting fucking Navajo. Yeah,
he starts to chant Navajo prayers. And drive like faster
and saying, don't turn around.
Don't turn around and keeps saying, don't turn around. Joe, don't turn around. Like, do not look out the back window and driving and chanting. And he said that you could feel that there was something in the back of the truck moving because the truck was moving. And that's so
and he said, just when he told him like not to look that there was on the glass behind his head,
right behind his head
to turn around. He's like tapping don't fucking on his look.
Glass. Yeah. And,
Because then it'll take the form.
Then there was like a Mothman thing where he said he felt like something got in the back of the truck. Like they felt the truck go woof, like come down while they were driving. Like something landed in the back of the truck and then started tapping on the glass behind his fucking head.
So then after a while, the truck shifts again and they think the thing jumped out.
Yeah.
And
don't fucking look though.
He didn't say anything, like didn't tell the kid anything, just got him home, put him to bed, nothing. And he said when he was older, he finally went and talked to his uncle and he was like, what the fuck was up that night in the truck? And he said, how come you didn't just like, he said, what was it? What was back there? And he said, I didn't see faces, just eyes. It was watching you.
Ugh.
So he just saw like eyes reflecting light in the back window, staring right at the little kid.
Yeah.
Tapping right behind the kid's head to get him to turn around. And then Joe joked and said, why didn't you just brake check? Right. Why didn't you just slam the brakes on and make the fucking thing like flip out of the truck? And he said his uncle simply replied, because it wasn't alone.
Yeah.
Oh, that's creepy.
I mean,
like all these years later, like it wasn't a joke.
Movie.
Like,
they could do like Fire in the Sky, but Skinwalker based off of that event.
It could
alone.
Be a horror movie. That's what I'm saying. It could be a great movie.
Yeah.
Like not horror, suspense.
Yeah.
Like, nobody necessarily has to die, but it's the creepiest fucking
more
shit.
Hitchcocky and
happening.
Super creepy.
Yeah. I just looked at the Reddit. There is one. It's it says, well, blessing this house, get rid of a skinwalker. And so last night, my roommate and I felt like we were being watched. Her dogs never randomly bark at nothing, begin to bark and snarl at nothing. We ask her divination pendulum, which I don't know, is that some witchcraft shit? If it was several things, a ghost, a demon, a poltergeist, all of which said no. When she asked it if it was a skinwalker, it gave a very strong yes. Said having Navajo friends and living in Utah, we knew about them a great deal. We saged every room in the house.
They had sage prayed on the hand,
prayed the rosemary with the Rome and blesses by the Pope, and placed salt on the doors and windows. My question is, was this enough? I think they fucking freaked the fuck out.
Some scared Mormons that already had witchcraft tools on hand.
Yeah. What the fuck is a divination pendulum?
Fucking some Ouija shit. They chupacabra covered themselves.
It's gonna be like, it's probably gonna be like a pyramid or a pointed shaped thing, and you'll have like a board, and then
fucking, so it'll just pull over.
Right.
So you kind of move your hand.
They're already
over.
Playing with that shit, though. That's what I'm saying. They're asking for
exactly.
It.
That's like when you're fucking with a Ouija board.
Yeah, exactly.
Like
and then you chupacabra happens. Yourself, and weird shit happens.
But when I was young, my friend had a witchcraft book, like this fucking book, right? And I don't even remember what it was called. It didn't have anything on the cover, but it was like this crazy witchcraft book, right? We burned it in the fireplace, and it showed back up at the house.
No.
Fuck yeah. I don't know if somebody's fucking with us.
That's because he had a Time Life subscription and it just
got another one.
It fucking showed back the fuck up and we left it.
His mom's all, I know I ordered that book.
Yeah.
But some
weird shit happens like that, though. Weird shit happens like that.
Yeah.
Like, there's no explanation. Nobody ever said anything. Like, what happened to my book?
What were those books? It was before there was, like, Unsolved Mysteries and Ancient Aliens.
I forget what they were. Yeah, but you would get a subscription.
It was like Stonehenge.
Every month, one would show up.
It would be a creepy thing like that. Yeah. Atlantis. Yeah, it was always, I had that.
So, another one, again, middle of the Navajo Reservation. It was a guy who was staying. He wasn't a Navajo. He's a white guy. He just happens to have a house on the reservation.
On the res.
He was going, his parents went away to go Christmas shopping. So he was staying on the farm and watching it overnight. And he hears all the dogs outside start to freak out. And he grabs a shotgun and loads it and heads outside because there's like really feral, horrible reservation dogs out there. And he didn't want them to fuck with his parents' dogs.
I think I know this one.
Yeah. So he goes out there. He said it was like, of course, like the ultimate night. You don't want to be doing this like fucking full moon. Scary as fuck, you know. So he runs outside to the field and he sees two dogs that are standing up on their back legs, like slap pawing each other.
But dogs do that when they fight.
But he said that they just kept doing it.
Right.
Like they were just on their feet, like slap pawing each other. And he racked his shotgun. And as soon as he did, they both turned and looked directly at him and ran off into the field on their back legs.
Scurried off running like humans.
Did they have bow ties?
I hope they had bow ties. I hope they at least
circus dogs.
I hope they at least were doing like a comical yipe, 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 yipe as they ran off on their 2 feet. But again, that type of story is very indicative of what the mythos has. You see a dog, it's not, there's something not right, the way it's standing, the way it moves, whatever. Although this, it's odd that these would have run off and not fucked with them. But again, if you're not a Navajo and you didn't fuck with them in the first place, supposedly they won't fuck with you back.
Right.
So, I've got a couple of them. This one was, I'm trying to find a good one. There was one that was, and again, these were all posted on Reddit. So again, they could be complete fabrications, but this is the mythos that you're dealing with. This is the type of encounter that people claim the skinwalker thing is. So she said that when she was a kid, when she was 15, she was staying at her grandmother's house. And they stayed up like you do when you're 15. They told scary stories, et cetera. And they played truth or dare, fucked around. They were up until 2 a.m. And eventually one of the other cousins, truth or dare, and she said dare, and they dared her and another girl to go out into to walk the trails near the house.
Fuck this one. This is, I know this one.
To walk trails near the house for 10 minutes. in the dark, no flashlight. Yeah. And she said, yeah, fuck yeah. So she goes out there.
There's no mountain lions out there. Don't worry.
Right, exactly. They go out there for 5 minutes and then turn around to come back for 5 minutes. So they're out there Brent's for 10
sketched
minutes.
Out right
I'm
now.
Telling I'm you, thinking I'm thinking about camping when you got like walk over to the bathrooms and it's like up the hill and around yeah, a little right, bit over right, by some yeah, other camp. Yeah. It's just like, it's scary. There's, just have
a
trailer,
there's like a primal fucking thing.
Yeah.
Well, it's that.
Yeah, that, hair on the back of your neck. Yeah.
Feeling like somebody's behind yeah. you. Yeah. I've had it. Like yeah, it could be in your house. You get up yeah, to go get some absolutely. Water and you're walking and you're over like, the sink ooh. And you're like, you start fucking moving fast like you get yeah. back in bed. Like, you don't turn around and look. Yeah. No, you don't
you
stop.
Do the fucking shimmy
you just feel like something's there
the
and you fucking yeah, move along.
Shut your bedroom door. Yeah.
Fucking get under the covers. Fucking
that night at the Chupacabra, I fucking like looked at like, I have to turn off this light and I have to make it to the door. I was like, I'm in my fucking house, dude. Like, gotta make it to the door. But the fear is real.
Yeah.
Fucking bitch.
So as they're walking back, they see,
I'm disappointed in me.
There's a, and they were all around a campfire. So they right. could barely see the fire. They turn back and they're just heading back towards the fire. And as soon as they did, they saw what she called a dog-like creature that was hunched over and both of its front paws were a couple of inches off of the ground. So it was on its back legs, weird position, like just an odd thing.
That's scary enough, but this story gets scary. Yeah.
So they said that it had glowing eyes and it had a human-like head that wasn't quite a dog head, but wasn't a human head.
Yeah, I saw someone say when it takes human form, it has animal eyes. When it's animal form, it has very human
right,
eyes.
Right.
Yeah.
So
problem they, is they couldn't see anything and all of a sudden they can make out all these descriptions.
Well, no, they said that it was, they said they didn't take a flashlight because it was still bright enough that they weren't worried about it.
Yeah.
So
not enough to die or something. I think was the wording. Like,
so
die.
They start to head back and, I didn't hear anything. I don't have in my notes stuff about noises in the woods at that point.
I think they went back and it revisited it or something on the following night or something. Wasn't that?
Okay. Yeah, there is. So they end up going back.
They go back and like tell their grandma or family or something. Yeah.
And they sleep in the basement and the basement, the house is on a hill. So one wall of the basement is exposed.
Right.
That was pretty common in Michigan. So like three walls are underground and one wall is typically like a giant slider, a giant glass panel.
I'm not sleeping by that one. That's my Mexico window. Yeah.
So, her bed was directly under the, it was like directly pressed up against the sliding glass door.
Yeah. This is it. Yeah.
Yeah. Not good. Anyway, they went to sleep that night. No big deal. She wakes up in the morning and she sees that her cousins are playing down the hill outside. Mm-hmm. And she puts on a jacket and runs outside to play with them. And when she gets out, she finds out that they were running to get her grandma because they found out that once they went outside to play, they found both of the family dogs dead and torn apart out in the woods where the girls were. So they run up and they tell the grandmother. And
this is the one that was like the grandma's like the grandpa in fucking what's the fucking movie? Lost Boys. Yeah, because it's like she knew what's up. Like she gets like ashes and shit and the right bullets and she knows what to fucking do. Like, god damn it, like goddamn all these vampires kind of thing.
No, I think that's a different story.
Is it?
Yeah, I've got that one because I have a note about Lost Boys in that story.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So this one, the next night. They go to bed after the dogs are killed. She wakes up in the middle of the night because someone just threw something at her head and she looks and all the cousins are as far away from the sliding glass window as they can be looking at her and the window behind her.
The real
and
Billy Crystal.
They threw something to wake her up.
Right.
So she wakes up and they're being quiet and staring at her. And the 13-year-old cousin nodded his head towards the window slowly, like turn around and look. But, you know, like, but move slowly kind of a look. So she freezes and then she turns her head slightly to the side and she sees a fucked up face with weird eyes, like right where her face is, like staring directly
in
through
the
window in the glass, tapping on the glass.
Tapping on the fucking glass.
And then
again.
She screams and jumps over to where the other kids are and they run upstairs. The grandma calls the police. The police come out and investigate and they can't find anything. And then she never goes and stays at her grandmother's house again.
Fuck yeah.
See, wasn't the other story a grandma too, though?
It was a grandpa.
Oh, it was a grandpa. That's why. No, so I'm trying to ask myself right now if I had a 50 50-50 chance that if there was security footage in Mexico that would settle it once and for all, that it was a bird fucking tapping on the glass all night, or the wind was blowing some shit and it was hitting the window, which couldn't have been because it was like different windows.
Yeah.
And that glass tapping noise, if I could just settle it and be like, okay, look, it was nothing. But there's a 50% chance some creepy ass lanky fucking ghastly ghostly fucking thing. Yeah, crawls off into the footage.
It was definitely that.
Yeah.
There was no
50-50. Yeah.
I think I just don't want to know. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd rather not know.
So there, you know in your heart.
There's two Lost Boys-ish stories that involve potentially the weakness of how to kill a skinwalker. So the one of them, again, they go stay with grandparents. They go to Tuba City, which is near the Grand Canyon. It's like a little, really super small town. They go there. They're outside of Tuba City. They go in and get some groceries. They come back to the house. And as they're leaving to go get groceries, they said that there was a really weird looking, large, strange dog standing on the woodshed staring at him, and they thought it was odd that there's a dog on the woodshed,
like all the way on the roof.
Yeah, and that it was just sitting there staring at them the whole time. Yeah. It didn't run off. It didn't do anything.
I guess a woodshed's just like to cover your firewood or something.
Yeah,
it's not like a tool shed where it's like,
yeah, it's
10
probably
feet
shorter.
Up.
Yeah. So they end up coming back in with groceries. The grandma leaves, so it's just her and her friend. And at about 5 o'clock at night, they hear someone trying to open the door. And they look outside and it's the dog standing on its back feet, trying to open the door with its paws.
Nope.
And now again, I've seen a dog do this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. America's Got Talent.
Yeah. So, I mean, I can understand not immediately getting the heebie jeebies. You'd be like, that's weird. That dog's up on the door.
Maybe that Native America's Got Talent. I mean, if they don't, they should enter that dog, because that's impressive. Yeah, the woodshed, yeah. Now the door. Exactly. I mean, he's got potential.
Yeah. So
he could be a doorman.
Yeah.
I mean, he could be making money for the family.
So her friend freaks out and then opens the door and chases the dog off, and the dog runs off.
They have
off.
Simon Cowbell, though. It's not Simon Cowbell. Our first judge, Simon Cowbell. Who's the other judges?
Randy Jackson,
Howie Mandela.
No, Paul Abdul.
Oh, sorry, wrong
there.
Thing.
Howie Mandel. Heidi Klum.
Yeah. What's her Indian name?
Heidi Klum?
Yeah.
It's
hiding clues. Simon Cowbell. Hiding clues. And what is it? It's the Spice Girl. What's her name?
Yeah, Scary Spice.
Does she need a name?
Mel B.
I think Scary Spice works works well enough.
Yeah.
And then Howie Mandel.
So they chase the dog out. The grandmother comes back that night. And they tell the grandmother the story, and her grandmother freaks out and doesn't like what she just heard.
Right.
So they go to bed that night, and they hear a sound on the roof, because the dog is apparently now on the roof of the house dancing around all night and fucking with them. And then it sounds like it jumps off and lands on a water barrel. So they hear barking, and they hear the other dog start to bark in response to this weird bark. And they look out a crack in the curtains, and they said that they saw a dog moving around out there from time to time, but it was really dark and they couldn't really see what was happening. And all of a sudden they started to hear the bark start to become less like a bark and more like a person. So it went from like a genuine bark to like slowly becoming a person going arf, arf, woof.
Did Howie Mandel play Walk Like a Man? Where he became a dog or whatever? He was a dog? Isn't that movie?
I have no idea.
Walk Like a Man? I was trying to fit him in because
you might be Howie Mandel.
Native American Idol.
That might have been a different reality.
Native America's Got Talent. Yeah.
So they freak out and they hear the panting, like a dog panting right under the window. And then they open the curtains and look out again, and the dog is standing on its hind legs looking right in the window, like, and it had been this whole time. And they said that she said that the dog stunk, and there were, quote, what I thought were two black holes in the neck, and out of the holes, another pair of eyes.
What? As like if vampire it, bite with eyeballs in it? What are you talking about?
Like the whole thing was a mask. Like the whole thing was a, like the head
eyeballs
was
were
a
out.
Head.
The eyeballs were out. Somebody was
wearing a headset.
Right.
Skin
suit.
Yeah, skin suit.
Yeah, Howie Mandel, 1987, Walk Like a Man. He like is a dog or something.
That looks awful.
That's what skinwalkers look like.
Yeah, exactly.
Fucking creepy as fuck.
So they start screaming. They shut the curtains. The grandmother comes running in to see what was happening. She looks out and sees the dog, and she immediately runs to the fireplace, grabs ashes out of the fireplace, rubs them all over shotgun shells, loads her shotgun, and runs out the front door.
See, that kind of weird ass mumbo jumbo, that really takes away from it. I'm like, you go out there and start shooting with a shotgun, but like, what would white ash do from like,
maybe she could see it in the dark.
A scientific standpoint. Like, I could see if you're like, no, if you use this fucking thing, like, they're allergic to it or something. But white ash, that just seems like something.
I don't know that coming at skinwalkers from the scientific method is the best approach.
You know, because Brent, they don't exist.
I don't know, man.
At that method, it's just impossible.
Really unrealistic. How can they move white ash? That's where I draw the line. How can they
move from the fifth dimension to the our dimension?
Right.
It's not possible.
You know what remind me of? One of the scariest scenes, but funniest scenes at the same time. The movie Signs with Mel Gibson and fucking, what's his name?
The scariest scene.
Joaquin Phoenix. It's when there's one of the fucking aliens is on their fucking roof at the farm in the cornfield. And then they run out and they're like, it's doing that. It's like dancing on their fucking roof and running around their house. And they run out. And then the fear, they go running in opposite directions, like with fucking baseball bats screaming at the top of their lungs.
I couldn't get scared of that movie.
Scared of that.
Because super corny.
I could understand that it was a scary
super horny
movie, but
corny.
Made you
super horny.
Corny.
My friend played the alien on the roof.
Shut the fuck up.
So like when he was like, yeah, I'm an alien and I'm like dancing around on a roof. And then when that scene happened, I was like, it's just fucking Derek.
Was your friend really the guy? Yeah. Is the guy that plays Jason?
Yeah.
He played the roof alien.
Yeah. He's played all kinds of
fucking shit. You're bullshitting right now.
Unless he lied to me and told me he played the roof alien.
He's an actor, Brent.
Yeah. He's a possible actor. He does all kinds
of things. He also lies for a living. He's fought Will Smith
a million times. He played the Balsackian in Men in Black 2.
Well, that's it.
Yeah.
That's the Oscar role right there. Anything I might know you from? Oh, yeah, I was the Balsackian. I don't care how big I got and how many dads I got.
That's my go-to.
Yeah. Yeah.
He was the Balsackian.
I did, but I'm more known for being the Balsackian.
Just don't let it go either. Yeah. Weren't you in Dances with Wolves?
Like all of your autographs that you signed, just the Balsackian.
When you go to a horror con, it's like all Balsackian photos. Everybody wants Jason. Yeah. It's like, sorry.
No, I didn't bring any of those. I brought what I'm well known for, the Balsackian and Men in Black.
So like the grandmother wigs out. They get a medicine man to come over. They burn cedar. They do ceremonies with eagle feathers.
That's
they
only make good for eat. Moths. That doesn't work. That's for the Mothman.
They make them eat something called eagle's gall and do all this crazy shit. And apparently when the grandmother was out like
eagle's
doing
gall?
Eagle's gall.
Is it like the thing under their neck?
I have no idea. No, it's an herb.
Oh, well, and eagle eggs have secret powers. Eagle's that's gall. What, they should have known that.
Grandmother, when she was out with the shotgun screaming prayers in Navajo and telling the thing it's not welcome here,
she's like, you're a greaser, you do it, your horse.
Apparently felt a pinch in her shoulder, and the girl remembers because when the medicine man came, he said, oh, I know what that is, and actually like got a scalpel and pulled a shard of human bone out of her shoulder, which allegedly was shot with a blowgun into her when she was chasing the skinwalker with a shotgun.
Sounds all very sexual. I think this could have been a porn. When the medicine man came.
Well, to me,
he pulled his human bone out of her.
Well, you realize that.
I mean, shoulder fucking I'm not down with, really.
The skinwalker brought a bone shard to a shotgun fight. Like, you just don't do that. It's going to lose and get run off.
I don't think you can even shoot him. There's like stories of people shoot him with high-powered rifles and nothing happens.
Gotta have the ash.
They turn into mist.
Ash.
That's what it is. It's the ash.
Yep. And then there was another one, similar story, and I was like, oh, these really line up. But again, it could just be because the first one read the second one. But it was another one on the thing. This one was at Shiprock, and it was a girl who stayed in the res near Shiprock. She asked about the Navajo who she was staying with about skinwalkers, her grandparents.
You've owned that res term, for the record. That flowed. Like, you said it like... You say it always.
I do. Yeah. I actually
you fit right in. Yeah.
But everybody got quiet and pissed off because she was asking about skinwalkers in the middle of the night on the reservation in the middle of fucking nowhere. And they were like, what the fuck?
What are you doing? We don't even have any yucca root on the fire.
Yeah, exactly.
How dare you?
So, that night, later on, they ended up seeing a crazy coyote with limping legs and yellow eyes. And it was standing up a lot and moaning and like shaking and doing weird, typical skinwalker stuff.
He had dynamite that said Acme on it.
The grandfather grabs a bag of ashes and coated bullets in them and shoots at it and it runs off. And the grandfather simply puts the gun away and says, "That's the fastest skinwalker I've ever seen."
See, that's some movie shit.
That's the like, fucking, yeah. That's the problem. Too skinwalker. Many goddamn vampires. Yeah. Like, yeah, just like matter of fact. And the person in the story said that that kind of freaked her out more than any other element of the story is it's not that's just the grandfather one. Knew what to do, but the grandfather was like, "Oh, that was that a good shit. One."
That one. He was wearing a tie-dye shirt with a headband.
And that one was a Wile E. Coyote.
That motherfucker locked eyes with Usain Bolt and then ran into them. They took over his body.
Only thing about Tuba City, all the goddamn skinwalkers.
So that's the typical.
That'd be a great line story. In the Skinwalker movie.
And there was another really creepy one that I read that I don't think came from Reddit, and it was a story of like a like people that just drove through the area. They're adults now, but when they were a kid in the 70s, they drove through the area in the truck. They just drove through the reservation at night. And like people had said, "Oh, I know the path you're planning on taking. I wouldn't drive that at night." Like Navajo were saying.
Yeah. Cause they and said then, they can run as fast as the car. They keep up with
and that's
car
part
and
of what happens. Like they end up on, I didn't
have
put
you
it in
seen
my
any
notes,
of the videos.
Well, the videos I saw were all fucking, I'm going to say it. Hokum.
There's some goofy ass shit on there that is like awful, as always, like robot voiced fucking awful blurry images in the middle of a graveyard where you're like, a moth is in front of the fucking camera. What are you even talking about? Right. Then there's some shit where you're like, that has to be computer generated. What the fuck is that?
Right.
But some of it is kind of fucking scary.
Some of the still shots I've seen are pretty fucking scary.
The description
scary
of like runs like a, moved like a rocking horse.
Moved like a rocking horse.
Fucking backwards and mechanical.
This truck. Basically, they're in the middle of nowhere. They haven't seen cars in hours, and all of a sudden, headlights show up behind them, and they're actually relieved because it's like, oh, good, there's somebody else on the road, so if one of us breaks down, we can help each other out. And then all of a sudden, they dip like they're going up and down hills, so the lights keep appearing and reappearing, right. And then the lights go down a hill but never crest the hill again. And they're just starting to kind of, and it was just starting to rain out, and the brother was in the back of the pickup, and he was really small, but it was like in 1978. And as soon as the rain started, they opened up the thing and the kid crawled into the cab, right. And then they slid it shut. And then, they started to freak out because there was like a tapping on the glass of the moving truck.
Again, in addition to the other one?
Yeah, yeah. And when they looked, it was at the passenger side,
goddamn,
and this
tappers.
Thing was running as fast as the truck. And they had to like fucking just pour on heat and like do crazy moves to outrun this thing. And they ended up getting to where they had to refill, and they were all freaked out for 20 minutes. But again, it's like this creepy fucking story. Did you see the photo that the geologist took, like the infrared photo of
that
the
white
fucking,
backward knee looking fucking arrival looking thing?
That's a fucking horrible thing.
Yeah. There's a bunch of them too, where it's just like headlights down a dirt road and they're like, what is that? Like a fucking wolf or
can't
something?
Make it out,
dude, someone posted in the group that wolf video. And that really is a fucking wolf or something. It's a huge fucking dog. And it looks mangy and fucking gnarly as fuck.
That's a fake video, Brent.
Is it?
Yes.
Nah.
Fake video, but it's a real wolf.
It's all fake, which is really scary. And that's the thing about simulation. Is it's all fake.
It's all fake.
Right.
Lots of it's scary, though.
But it's all real.
Yeah.
So that's the skinwalker story.
Cholesterol scary.
Dude. Exactly.
It's all going to get us.
Yeah.
So believe it or don't believe it, I promise you that like... most of you where you are tonight will not be chupacabra and scared of skinwalkers. But when you are in the high desert of Arizona on the fucking reservation at fucking midnight
or camping
and you hear something. Yeah or camping.
Everyone prays during turbulence.
Exactly.
And everybody camping has a split second
and
thought.
And that was,
like,
and again, it's like for the most part, the stories take place in and around the Navajo reservation, but the creepy one with the dog that was killed and the tapping on the glass in the basement, that actually did occur in Michigan. So maybe
there's,
that was, that
if
could
you look
be a
through
Blackfoot
Reddit, there are multiple Michigan ones.
Yeah.
There's a place.
And I know that's where the Blackfoot tribe
and,
is.
And just because there's a reservation, now doesn't mean there wasn't one before where you're at, you know? Right. So
yeah, I try to get a logical, like, why would they be localized to any area? But I'm like, white ash, can't come in your house unless you invite them. Fucking baby bone finger dust.
Like, well, to me, the logical explanation of why they would be localized is because if they do have to have started as a Navajo medicine man,
right,
then that's so their turf. Like, that's where they are.
Yeah.
Like, that's where you're going to start. And I mean, unless you move to Michigan, but once you skinwalker yourself.
I mean, is there anybody in prison right now for murder who claimed that they murdered somebody trying to be a skinwalker? Like, they ate
there
the
was
flesh.
That guy, the lycanthropy thing, where the guy thought he was a fucking dog or whatever.
I know that but I'm saying like uh-huh. Damn it, I killed her. I fucked her corpse, exactly.
Like the
but I didn't turn into a skinwalker.
Right, you know, like, right. I see what you're saying.
No, because that's just embarrassing when you kill your grandma and fuck her and you don't actually get to become a skinwalker. Yeah. You don't want to tell your friends that.
I thought you meant the other side of the coin, like someone who like fucking shoots a guy in the face because he thinks it's a skinwalker, but then it's just a guy who was shot in the face.
Yeah. Oops, just the mailman.
Fuck, sorry, I thought it was a skinwalker.
Really excited about that Amazon package. Whoops. I really need to get that drone thing off the ground.
Exactly. Ironically, Amazon was delivering a big bag of white ash.
Have you ordered white ash in bulk? Huge savings.
So that's Skinwalker's pretty creepy tale. And I was happy to find, once I started doing the research, all the instances of people tapping on glass just to make the story.
So what's your honest opinion? Because you're like the whole reservation thing and you're in the fucking Mud Clan and whatnot. Like, what do you really think logically? Like, do you feel like there's a little bit something to it? Like, is there some mystical, some supernatural? Or are you like, nah, it's a bunch of folklore and legend?
I think there's a little bit something to it.
I have to hold to say that I would think that there's a little bit something to it enough that if I was on a reservation, I fucking would be too scared. It means I have to believe it a little bit.
Is there a reservation close so we could take Brent too for the night?
I feel like I feel like you would be scared too. I don't think you'd totally be a grown ass man.
No, I know. I get freaked out about stuff. Yeah. Like, yeah. I'm not saying that I wouldn't
be. I wish we could do some
shit. I just freak out thinking about it.
Can we go somewhere and you know someone? Like,
I do, but I wouldn't do that.
Oh yeah, because they take it. They don't take kindly.
It's like we're ghost hunting,
right? Yeah,
on Navajo.
I wouldn't even ask that of them. But the
I said that and I immediately take it back. I almost have the chills suggesting that we even go. I thought for a second, like, hey, let's get like some GoPros and we'll just go camping for the weekend or whatever.
Yeah.
But let's make it extra scary. No trailers. Like, it's like just sleeping bag camping.
Let's go.
And we have to sit out there and like fucking night vision.
I'll take trailer. I'll stay outside.
I'll fucking sing Three Amigos songs and keep them away.
Yeah. Well, that keeps them away?
Yeah.
What's the song?
Blue shadows on the trail. Little cowboy, close your eyes and dream. All the doggies are in the corral. All of the work has been done. That's all I remember. All
right, that's enough for some music behind it for sure. I was just waiting.
Slow it down.
Yeah.
And then slow it down.
It's probably my favorite scene in Three Amigos.
All the doggies are in the corral.
with some creepy music behind it.
All the work has been done. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. You could skinwalker the fuck out of that clip.
Yeah.
Slow it down. Ting, put ting, creepy ting, music. Ting, some glass tapping.
Yeah.
So I have to say, if I didn't think that there was something to it, I wouldn't be fucking scared. I always say I don't believe that shit, but I'm still scared.
The light
keeps on and
right
off.
Right when you said
fucking serious.
Right when you said, I always say, it goes.
What's up with that?
It's going on.
It's been off for a really long time.
And it just came on. It's
no. I don't know if there's something physical there. If there's something in that area,
right,
that fucking has the same psychological effect on people, so they think they experience the same thing, or if there is some weird,
there's like
shit.
Magnetic field that gives you the heebie-jeebies.
Exactly.
Yeah. And you're on
like
edge,
in a different way.
And then a deer in the dark fucking runs by. And you're
right.
Like, oh,
exactly.
Fuck.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or maybe there's skinwalkers.
Or there's fucking skinwalkers.
Yeah. You burned a witchcraft book and it came back.
Yeah.
What are you thinking?
I don't know. I don't know. I think anything's possible.
I know that if I was on the reservation, I would not talk about them or ask others about them.
I know
that much.
I know that.
Could we do that somehow? Could we be like, hey, we just wanted to camp and it's officially on a reservation, but we don't mention the motherfucking
shit. Oh, for sure.
And then reservation's we just film ourselves and try to play it cool, not entertain, not egg it on, and just camp.
I mean, you can probably find a campsite near Shiprock that's going to be on the reservation, that's going to be out in nature, et cetera, et cetera. I'm sure there's camping all over there.
If I have to pee in my dicks in one hand, would you hold my other one if I get scared?
No.
Hmm.
Well, I need a buddy. No? Hmm. All right, well... That's a perfect segue to sponsors.
It is.
Yeah, because if my dick's in one hand, El Yucateco's in the other. That's true. I have to say that. And both are hot as fuck. You know what I mean? And it's very triple X, the whole scenario. Yeah, all of it is triple X. Yeah,
I like it.
So thank you to El Yucateco, our primary sponsor. You can find them at most major grocery store chains. They're also at the big ones like Target and Walmart. If you haven't tried it, go try it. It's good on everything. There's a flavor for every occasion. That's not their slogan. That's mine. It just happened.
We didn't even. Government told us to say this.
They did. We got paid by the Jewish government. I'm in the government because they're controlled by the Jews anyway. Right, the Jews paid us.
That's are controlled by space lizards.
That's right. We got bought by Jews. Yeah. That's what happened.
Alex Jones finally tried to say no, and that's what happens. We're still
straight,
getting paid.
It's a straight line to space lizards.
We get the check and the fame. Yeah. Why not take both?
Why go against? Why don't you know? What do they say? What's the saying? If you can't beat them, join them.
Exactly. Yeah.
So also thank you to Print Dirt Cheap. Print Dirt Cheap makes pretty good stickers, anything, banners, all that type of stuff. So if you have a business or a podcast or a band, something like that, you can get them online at printdirtcheap.com and use code SOFAKING to save some money when you do that. Also thank you to Jimmy D's Tees. Brad and Dave and I were talking about some t-shirt stuff. Going to try to put out a new design here pretty quick and get some stuff in the works. Thank you to them. You can check them out. I think he does do a discount. So also, if you have a business or a band or a podcast, he's also another good candidate for that type of service. He does really good work, fast turnaround, super affordable, happy with everything so far. So check them out on Instagram and Facebook and across the board on social media at Jimmy D's Tees. And last but not least, thank you to Digital Creations. We do have heat pressed mugs, coffee mugs and whatnot with our logos on the website at sofakingpodcast.com/shop, as well as t-shirts and stickers and all kinds of stuff we have on there for sale. So if you want to support us, that's one way to do so. And Brad's going to tell you about some more.
Oh, I'm tired. Hold on a second. If you're on Reddit, which we got a lot of these Skinwalker stuff from the R.
A lot of that
Skinwalker
stuff to come up on Reddit, yeah.
And in general, when you do the research, you're going to find endless websites that give Skinwalker
stories.
You run
into some weird shit.
But they all, like every story I saw, except for the one in 1978 with that pickup truck, they all originally came from Reddit.
If nothing else, it's entertaining. Like,
yeah,
I mean,
absolutely.
Even if you don't believe it,
absolutely.
It's still kind of
it's
fucking
a good mythos, if nothing else,
Something good to believe in. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of people don't believe in things nowadays. I think that's something good to believe in. So go to r/SofaKingPodcast on Reddit. Join in the conversation there. You can get us on Instagram, Facebook, and Patreon. And Twitter, all at Sofa King Podcast. So go to patreon.com/SofaKingPodcast to support the show. If you're into it, if you just want to listen for free and you want to be a fucking just a bandwagon coattail riding freebie getting, cheap skate motherfucker, just keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah, because
if you don't, if you don't feel guilty. Yeah. If you don't feel guilty about it, just fucking making us work and not paying us.
Yeah, we don't care. We give it away for free, but it might bother you. I can see where it'd bother you if you did something like that.
Yeah. I don't see how people could do that.
I wouldn't be able to sleep at
sit here and take content every week and just not give anything back. I don't, so we don't expect you to be that person. But you can go to patreon.com/SofaKingPodcast and help support the show. It really helps us out. And our personal Instagrams are at SofaKingBrad, SofaKingBrent, and SofaKingDave. And also check out the CaptainIs_SKQuotes, SofaKing Podcast Art Unofficial, and Hilgenfeld. Those are all some other people you can follow, or other pages, I guess you could follow. Hilgenfeld does specials on artwork if you're looking to get anything done. Maybe you want to get your grandma drawn as a comic. He can do that.
Mm-hmm.
The end song in honor of Mac Miller's death is So It Goes by Mac Miller. Don't be retarded.
Yeah. Well, you could have the world in the palm of your hands, you still might drop it. And everybody wanna reach inside your pockets. I tell them red light. Stop it, shit, that give me more headaches than alcoholics. There was nothing in my wallet, just a lot of dreaming. I built a crib on top of the promised land, we'll call it even. I bring more flavor than all the seasons. Winter, spring, summer, fall, the grass is always greener till I cut it off. Please lead me to my studies. I give you no applause. My hand's been counting money and it's hard to be the boss, but somebody gotta do it.
Make it so exhausting.
Often with the bullshit, and baby, I've been through it. Enough for the both of us, so come over later and we won't let no one close to us. We could be posted up. Yeah. Okay, well, you could have the world in the palm of your hands, you still might drop it. And everybody wanna reach inside your pocket, so it goes. It's like in every conversation we the topic. This narcissism more like narcotics, so it goes. Well, everybody gather round. I'm still standing, sit down. Whoa, oh. And I know I've been out.
I know I've been out.
But now I'm back in town.
Now I'm back in town.
Show you the ropes. So go, so go, so go.
Da 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 da.
Special delivery, coming to you live with the endless artillery, always down to rap. My eyes on the enterprise, nine lives, never die, fuck a heaven, I'm still getting high. Never mind, did I mention I'm fine, cause her pussy getting wetter when the weather dry. Clementine peeling off and everyone get left behind. I'm only 5'7", except I'm feeling like I'm 7'5". Damn it, cross planets, interstellar, Neverland. Not a Jackson pack with action, so what's happening, my man? No relaxing, kicking back, just ain't exactly in the plan. I can't get no satisfaction, goddamn. They saying I've been gone too long. I could just tell them fuck you, but that come on too strong. My God, it go on and on. Just like a circle, I go back where I'm from. Everybody gather round. Still standing, sit down. Whoa, up. And I know I've been out.
I know I've been out.
Now I'm back in town. Show you the ropes. So go, so go, so go.
Da 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 da.
Thank you.